This is the astrology forecast for the 2015 Taurus full moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The 2015 Taurus full moon takes place on October 27, 2015 at 5:05 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8:05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 12:05 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 3 Taurus 44, 3 Scorpio 44. Possession is a theme of October's Taurus full moon. The moon is lighting up what we possess, money, talents, resources, here and now in this earthly existence, and especially how we feel about all of it. The theme has another side, though. How and by what are we ourselves possessed? Indicators of both ends of this spectrum have been flying around the past week or so. They have teemed with significant milestones involving matters close to our hearts and bank accounts. Some situations have taken on firmer contours or solidified. Others have felt the swift and irreversible whack of a machete. These milestones are key as the landscapes of our lives morph into foundations and structures that replace the chaos of the past 3 years. The Taurus full moon shows the real world ramifications of and our very real world, tangible, physical, emotional reactions to what is taking shape in our lives now. Taurus is the show me the money moon with no taste for the theoretical or impractical. It may have the same ruler as Libra, but unlike that intellectual, word-oriented sign, Taurus takes a simpler, more direct approach to all things Venus, desire, love, money, beauty, creativity, and our precious possessions. Instead of running them, and indeed all of existence, through the mind, Taurus experiences them through the body, physically, worldly, sensually. Because the Taurus full moon includes Scorpio in this picture, our current responses are instinctual, primal, cellular, and tenacious to an extreme. This moon spotlights the condition of our toys, our attachment to them, protection of them, and, in some cases, ownership by them. Think about what you own. Do you actually use it? Do you enjoy or consume it? Are you burdened by it? To what extent does it own you? The moon also raises questions of nurturance, trust, reliability, and dependability. What is nurturing you right now? What is making you feel safe and secure? What and who do you love? What and who do you value? Who do you trust to come through for you? Do you feel that anything of yours, possessions, job, money, value, is under attack? That someone is trying to take something away from you? These questions come from the hosts of this full moon, the two rulers of desire and money, Venus and Pluto. They have been teaming in the past 2 weeks to foster those significant milestones. A few other links have been complicating the emotions surging now. Venus is lucky pirouette between Jupiter, planet of optimism and expansion, and Mars, ruler of our drive and motivation, which is contributing an exaggerated push and even combativeness to behavior and reactions. Venus is also pulling vast emotional wounds to consciousness through a direct link to Chiron. This combination holds a potential for profound healing and incremental movement on long-standing desires, but it is simultaneously provoking instinctive and non-rational responses. Watch for the psychological beasties on the rise. Some have been exposed and are simply running amok. Some are reacting to perceived threats, to possessions, and whipping up insecurities, territorialism, targeting, backbiting, backstabbing, conniving, and outright skullduggery. People with the calendar age of adults have been acting like the self-appointed cool kids in junior high, protecting what they perceive to be their turf and entitlement, and attacking those that they see as lesser beings, which is to say, threats. The difference between now and junior high is the stakes, which are much, much higher than pushing someone to tears or the counselor's office. Some of these attacks have the intent and perhaps effect of harming to destroying the target's career, reputation, and finances. Recognizing the terror and panic behind this behavior may help you deal with it if it's in your life or environment. You are witnessing a form of possession by demons in their psyches. Strive to view these individuals with compassion and move anything you care deeply about out of their way. Spend your energy instead on your own physical reality. Consider the questions inspired by Venus and Pluto. Check with your heart, your gut, your very cells. Look at what has taken shape in your life recently. Put aside your wishes of what might be coming or growing. Ignore promises or hopes or the dreams you spin from the crumbs someone tosses your way. Look instead to the actual, tangible developments you can taste, touch, and embrace. How do they feel? How do they make you feel? What makes you ask, "More, please"? Ask. Then go for it. You can learn what this means for you personally by ordering a Jupiter in Virgo guide for your sun sign and rising sign, and also the Jupiter in Virgo MP3 discussing what is going on between now and September 2016. Both are available at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also sign up for my mailing list and listen to my weekly podcasts. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.